You're listening to
the Music Interval Theory Podcast with TC and Frank.
Hello and welcome to the Music Interval Theory Podcast. My name is Frank and I'm the host of today's episode. I want to talk about the bass and bass movement. And if you follow our YouTube channel, then you might have seen a video about bass movement showing up earlier this week. Well, I want to show you the audio version of that in the podcast, but next to this, I want to also give you some more insights that is only available here on the podcast and not on the YouTube video. So the bass plays a special role in music because the audience will recognize when the bass enters and when it leaves. So really make sure that this enhances the storytelling and doesn't confuse the audience. And since the bass contains the most energy, it can be used in various ways. Usually the bass puts all the higher tones into the perspective of harmony or scales so that we create a tonal center. But you can also move the bass note around and change the meaning of the upper partials. And that is a very interesting thing to do in music because it almost feels like musical judo to me. Let me explain. The moment you shift the bass note, you change the perspective to all the upper partials and the upper tones that show up a few octaves on top of the bass note. And that is really great because they might be aligned with strong overtones coming out of the bass note, or they might be something completely random. And in both cases, you can create fantastic, new, contrasting things to what you did before. So this is definitely worth exploring. So now I want to show you the audio version of this little bass movement video. And we will get to hear an example from the Interval Theory Composition course. So usually we are all about writing orchestral stuff, you know, with strings and woodwinds and the brass section. But today it's going to be different because now I want to show you an example that I wrote for a band arrangement. That is definitely unique, I understand. But I want to show you that interval theory also works in various scenarios. And therefore, let's jump right in. And this one here is an example from lesson 17, also from the composition course. And this covers a bit of bass movement. I want to do it the other way around. Actually, first, let me show you the sketch this time. And then we go into the developed version, which is not orchestral, but a band with guitars and I believe an organ. So let me first play you the piano sketch. Here we go. Quick question, did you recognize this chromatic line here? I'm loving those chromatic connections. This is really fantastic. And for the Academy members, whenever I don't know what I want to do musically, then I start with a chromatic line. And this was true in that particular example down there as well. I had no idea what I wanted to have as an ending. So I started with this chromatic line and I realized, well, this is a good root tone to end with. And for that purpose, I then used the chromatic line first and put my structures on top later. But that's just a side note. So let's go through this sketch with a band arrangement, shall we? And that is this thing. I'm really loving it. And now you also understand why I called this thing top secret. But that is how you can get there. This is about bass movement. You just have to know enough technique to stay connected to the creative pool. It is absolutely the idea to start with a technique, then you get inspired by this technique and you make decisions based on your own voice. But you want to have enough material to work with in the first place so that you can make proper decisions. And for that purpose, we need to have this connection to the creative pool. This makes making music fun. And that is the big difference to hunting for ideas and fearing that you can't make it to a deadline and all these things that just create pressure and take away all the fun. Before we come to an end, I quickly want to let you know that we will start our scoring classes very soon. If you have already access to the Composer's Toolkit, then you will get an email automatically sent to you the moment we open the scoring class and you will stay notified. If you have not access to the toolkit yet, please hop over to our website, musicintervaltheory.academy, and sign up for the Composer's Toolkit. This will also put you on our email list. And you will receive all the great announcements about the scoring class that we will send out soon. This is really something I personally am looking forward to, and maybe this also speaks to you. Well, that was Frank. Have a fantastic rest of your day, and best always.
This podcast is powered by the Music Interval Theory Academy, your resource for getting clarity and confidence in music composition and orchestration. See you inside at musicintervaltheory.academy.